Comedians always have a different way of looking at life, and they share that with us, and we laugh, and we all agree, yeah, that's true. And then something happens in that, and we just feel awesome. Michael Jr. understands this, and he's written a book called Funny How Life Works, and he's with us. Good morning, Michael.
Yo, thanks so much for having me. That was a great intro, man. Your radio voice is amazing.
Thanks. Maybe this will be a future for me. I don't know.
Yeah. Just in case, though, might want to get a podcast, too.
That's true. That's the thing to do, right?
Yeah.
Michael, you're all over the place. So you do live comedy shows, and when you couldn't do live comedy shows, you said, hey, I'm going to do a virtual comedy show. But you know what? I also have these ideas for books. And is this sort of an autobiography? Is that what it is?
You know what? It is kind of an autobiography. I've taken my stories from my life. I have a bunch of stories, and I looked at which ones could help people most in this moment. So we took the top 25 and said, hey, let's go ahead and write stories around that so people can read it, laugh, learn. Some people cry when they read these stories. Mm. And then how can we utilize that opening, if you will? Because when you laugh, your heart is open, mm-hmm. right? Or when you cry, your heart is open. And then how can we make a deposit that's going to create a positive change? So that's why we wrote the book, and I'm super pumped and excited for people to read this thing. We're getting some really great reviews already. In fact, it's not even on sale. I mean, it's still in pre-order, and it already hit number one in its category on Amazon, so that's pretty exciting.
Hey, now. Okay. Now, as a performer, you have to write the comedy. You do the writing, and you say that you want readers of the book to embrace their purpose, which you call their punchline. So maybe you could tell us how a joke is constructed so we can figure out life here a little bit.
Yeah, so the way comedy works is there's a setup and there's a punchline. The setup is when a comedian will use his talents and resources to seize any opportunity he can to make sure the audience is moving in one direction. But a punchline occurs when he changes that direction in a way you're not expecting. When the audience catches on to this change, they've actually received the punchline, and the results are revelation, fulfillment, and joy, but it's expressed through laughter. Life is extremely similar. There's a setup and there's a punchline. The setup is what you have received. The fact that you're married, you got this car, you got this talent, you got this skill. But your punchline is actually what you're called to deliver. And a lot of people understand their setup, but not everybody knows their punchline. They don't understand what it is they're called to deliver. And when you live in that space, you start to sometimes make the mistake of thinking, man, it feels like something's missing. So what I must need is more setup. If I could just get married, if I could just get more money, if I could just. What they really need to know is what is their life's punchline. So when people understand that, and even understanding to the point where even your setbacks in life are part of your setup, you can deliver the punchline you're called to deliver. Some people may refer to these setbacks as a testimony. You can get to where you need to really be or deliver it for somebody else. Because your purpose, your punchline is always going to be about serving other people.
Well, would you consider, Michael, the fact that you're a comedian, you're also a minister in some ways?
Like, I literally have received this ability to look at life differently and create laughter as a result of it. But am I going to only use the laughter to get a bunch of money from a bunch of people who want to laugh? Mm. Or could I use the laughter to deliver it to people who need to laugh, as well as those who just want to laugh? Mm. And could we go even further than just laughing? I mean, like I mentioned, when you laugh, your heart is open. So I want to make a deposit that can make a change. Mm. The Bible says laughter is good like a medicine. God said to me, take it to the sick. So that's one of the reasons we started my nonprofit. It's called Funny for the Forgotten, where we go to homeless shelters and prisons and abuse children's facilities, and we make laughter commonplace in those uncommon places. So no matter what you do, you can minister with that skill, with that setup that you have. Ministry is really about a mindset. It doesn't have much at all to do with the tools that are in front of you or the building that you're in. It's really about the heart in which you walk with.
It's good stuff. It's all in his book called Funny How Life Works by comedian Michael Jr. He's been our guest this morning. A link to his book, which releases today, is available on our Life Facebook page. Thanks, Michael.
Yo, thanks so much, man. I'm just sitting here in this coffee shop looking forward to having more conversations like this, man. You are awesome, man.
Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.